The Browns are notorious for the amount of quarterbacks they've used since their re-entry in the league back in 99. How much does it mean to you to have some, to have just one quarterback who's ever thrown you the ball in a regular season game?
It's amazing, man. It's truly a luxury. You look around the league and you see how many quarterbacks go in and out of this game. And to have one that's, you know, won championships here and just has a high football IQ and understand everything that's going on, it's truly a luxury. And it's something that I never want to take for granted, never have. And just want to continue to enjoy this time that I have with him and enjoy these moments because, you know, tomorrow's not promised and yesterday's an afterthought.
Vic, a lot of, you know, the offense talks about the defense and all it's done in this win streak you guys have going. What do you need to do as a whole to make sure that execution is there, as you were just referring to, and really put a team away offensively?
I think just understand what we want to do, understand the game plan. Once we understand exactly how we want the game plan to work from a coach's perspective and the players understand that game plan, I think that's what's going to make this easier as we go on here, offensively at least, to close these games out. You know, have that high level of execution when it's time to close the game out in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter or whatever the case may be. We need to have that same level of execution and be able to close these games out in a way that's beneficial for the offense.
There've been several formations.
Look at you just being nice to him, huh?
Jeez.
That's rare, ladies and gentlemen, rare.
I'm kidding. Some formations where you're split out wide and Odell's in the slot. You ever kind of look and say, this is a little weird?
A little bit. Obviously, as I've grown more and more comfortable with the role of being outside, I look that slot position seems further and further away as these weeks go on. But it does, you know, initially it felt a little weird, but now, I mean, we're so interchangeable. Guys are all over the place. We're mixing in and out. We're putting Odell inside, Shep inside. I'm moving around from left to right on the outside. So, I mean, I'm comfortable, man. It just feels good to be in an offense that everybody's interchangeable and we can just go out there and play fast and run around.
Yeah, how exciting is that, knowing you guys are interchangeable and you haven't played even the best offense yet and you have, you know, a way to go?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it feels good. We just understand. I think we understand that as a receiving quarter, just stay the course. I think we just have to stay the course and things will, you know, we've had good games individually here and there, but I think that game where all of us come together and we're all putting up, you know, yards and catches and run after the catch and making big plays, I think those days are soon to come.
When it comes to Thanksgiving football, how much attention will you pay to the other games being played? There's three games tomorrow, including one featuring two teams you guys are fighting for in the division.
I'm not watching any football tomorrow, man. No, I'm kidding. I'll be tuned in. I mean, obviously, my mom probably watches more ESPN SportsCenter and more than I do. Every time I come in the house, it's like plastered on NFL Live, and I'm like, Mom, what? Just have this on in the background, just as you like clean and cook. So I'm sure tomorrow will be, you know, full of all the football that we can take in without taking naps between food breaks. But yeah, I'll be tuned in. I'll be watching how these games unfold. I'll be, you know, taking mental notes of the things that I see as well and taking it from there.
Victor, historically speaking, when you face a team that's struggling like the Browns are they more dangerous than a team that's kind of rolling along?
I think so, just mentally. I mean, you know, you want to go in there and put your best foot forward and treat this game as if it's as important as any other game on your schedule. You don't want to kind of buy into the fact that they're 0-11 or whatever the case may be. You want to go in there and prepare yourself as if they're, you know, have the same record that you do. So it could be a little bit of a mental thing, mental hurdle for us, but I think this team understands that and be ready.
Is that one of the challenges in going there? You haven't had a road game in a little bit, and you're going into that kind of an environment. You don't want to, you know, play down that level.
Absolutely. I think it's going to take, you know, a concerned effort by all of us to make sure mentally and physically that we're into it and that we don't take this one for granted or try to say that we're automatically going to win this one and keep it moving, that we're focused on this game and focused on the task at hand, and our execution has to continue to be where it's been in these past few weeks.
As a wide receiver, when you look at the way Terrell Pryor's been able to transition to the position, is it impressive to you?
It is, man. I mean, to see the things that he's been doing, catching the football, and not just catching the ball, I think it's his route running is what you see that kind of pops out to you from a guy that's just that athletic to be able to switch things over and be as efficient and as dominant as he has been in these games. It's been fun to watch, and I'm happy for him. I know he hasn't had the easiest road either coming into the NFL, and I'm happy he found his niche, and hopefully he gets to grow in that role.